Do today, right now, is do the what am I's for Methodism. We have five what am I's. We have liquors prohibited, final perfection, separation of church and state, heavy emphasis on hymns, and wide latitude of beliefs among their parishioners. So those five what am I's will be covered by the students, and I'll let them go. I'll give them until, let's say it's almost quarter till. So let's give you till, or almost five till. Let's give you till 10 after. And we'll try to do at least two of them. And then we'll finish the rest of them on next Tuesday. And then that'll be all we do. And we'll pass out the Baptist. Do you already have the Baptist papers? Were those passed out yet? We'll do those. I'll pass those out to you if you don't have them. And that'll be what we'll cover next time. Okay, so we could turn this off.
All right. We would first of all like to say that we think that drinking any alcohol in moderation is acceptable. To begin, we'll turn over to John 2, verse 3 through 10. And when they had run out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And I'm going to let you read over the account. But eventually, Christ had them fill the water pot, six water pots with water, and then he turned it into wine. So clearly this miracle demonstrates that of itself that is not an issue. There are numerous references in the Old Testament to the kings, even righteous kings such as David, and Solomon made reference to it in Lamentations as well. Secondly, we have Paul directly saying that wine is acceptable in 1 Timothy 5:23. Here he's writing to Timothy and he says, "No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities." So again, we can see that it is acceptable to drink wine. However, it is important that we stress that moderation is important. So there's a lot of exhortation about this, but pretty much hitting the nail on the head, we'll go to 1 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 9. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." It's very specific. So that pretty much concludes the presentation. Audrey? 1 Timothy 5:23.
For those out on the getting this on the recording, let me go through quickly. Liquor is prohibited. Jesus Christ's first miracle was turning water into wine, and he turned like 640 bottles worth, 160 gallons. That's a lot of wine for people to sin with. Matthew 11:19, Psalms 104:15. Matthew 11:19, they called Jesus Christ a wine bibber. They didn't call him a wine bibber because they saw him drinking orange juice. They called him a wine bibber because they saw him drinking wine, but they didn't see him drinking too much. But then, just like other things, they made a leap. And 1 Timothy 5:23. The interesting scripture you might want to write down is Jeremiah. Let's see, did I put that down here? I thought I wrote it down. I think it's 35. Let me grab it for you real quickly, where he's talking to the, it's a prophecy about the future, but he tells them, "Drink you wine." Jeremiah 35 and verse 4. "I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said to them, 'Drink you wine.'" There you have definite set apart, drink wine. Of course, at Passover time, they drank the fruit of the vine as well, which would have been wine. So anyway, liquor being prohibited, that isn't what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches moderation and teaches that the drinking in moderation is all right. So that's the biblical teaching. And of course, when you talk about legal age limits, that's each nation. And then we follow the laws of the land as well in that particular regard. All right, that's enough for today. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.